Rashi says, B'yud hey. He used to pronounce it that way. Over Medina, but outside the Beis Hamikdash, B'kanuyav, like we pronounce it, Adoi, with the Aleph Dalet. B'Medina, and outside the Beis Hamikdash, I mean, Yerushalayim, or the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Kahanim, Noisen, Eshredeim, Keneged, Kesveim. The Kahanim used to lift up their hands, Keneged, their Kesveim, and their shoulders, stretched out, straight out. Over Migdash, Agabi, Roshayim. But in the Beis Hamikdash, then the hands were all the way on top of the heads, further up even. Rashi's of the Migdash, Lamala Mirashem of Neshem of Orchin Esom, the Shem HaMafarish, used to use the Shem HaMafarish in the Beis Hamikdash, O Shechina Lamala Mekishri Aspiasayim, and the Shechina was on top of their fingers like, so therefore used to pick their fingers very high up, on top of the heads. Chutz Mikoyin Godl, excluding the Koyin Godl, Sheinoi Magbiya Esiyoda Lamala Menatzitz, he did not raise his hands higher than the tzitz. And Rashi says, because we had Hashem's name, Kodesh Lashem, was carved out on the tzitz. So therefore it wasn't the cover that his hands should go higher than the words of Hashem. So therefore the Kohen Gadol did not raise his hands higher than his tzitz that he wore around his forehead. Rabbi Yehuda, and Yehuda says, no. Af Kohen Gadol Magibia Yodov Lamala Min HaTzitz. Even the Kohen Gadol also would pick up his hands higher than the tzitz, above his head. Shenem the Apostle says, Vayisar in es yodov elom vayivorachim. Mashm, even Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, lifted up his hands high, and then he first gave a bracha to the young. So even the Kohen Gadol he also holds, to raises his hands higher. That's a Yudishita. We'll see. Right, we don't pass them. So that's the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Kaisavarchu, the Pasuk says, Kaisavarchu, this is the way the Kahanim Sheduchin Shebench Kal HaYisrael. So Idarshin B'loshin HaKodesh. The Bedavka has to be said B'loshin HaKodesh. That's Loshin of Kaisavarchu, this is the way you should bless them. Atoim, you're telling me B'loshin HaKodesh, Oyeinu Yela B'chol Loshin. Maybe you could say Duchin, you could bench, you could Duchin, the Kahanim could Duchin in any language. So learn now, Nema kan Kaisavarchu, it says over here Kaisavarchu, but Nema lahalan, it says v'hagrizim na'revel, Eilo yamdu l'varach esom, there also the Indian of a bracha. So ma lahalan b'loshin ha'kodesh, just like over there, by the hagrizim na'revel, it was b'loshin ha'kodesh, but after like we had before, his afkan, irosa b'richas kanim, is b'loshin ha'kodesh. That's the way that the Tanakhama learns. We have Yehudu, I don't need this limud. It says clearly here, koi sevarchu. The word koi means this way. Until you say it in this language. It has to be said in this language, Loshana Kodesh. Tan Yiddich learned in another braisa, koi sevarchu. What does the pasuk mean, koi sevarchu? This is the way you should bless them. The Yamida, that the Kohanim have to be standing up. You're telling me it has to be when they're standing up. Maybe should even be kosher even when they're sitting down also, maybe it's good. It says over there by the Pahagrizim Narevel. And they are bracha. And there it says Yamdu. So just like Pahagrizim, it was Bamid that had to be standing up. His Afkan here also by Brichas Kanim is Bamid that has to be standing up. So that's the Shaila, how do you learn Amidi? Learn Amidi from the word Kaisavarchu, or learn it out from this Lima, this Hekish, to Hagrizim Narevel. Rabbi Nosin Noimer, Enesor, I don't need this. Limud from Hagrizim Narevel. To tell me that the Birchos Kanem are said standing up. Because Harei Yuayma, the Pasuk says, Lishorsoi Ulavorech Bishmoi. Says the Kanem do Shorsoi, means they do the Avodah. They bring the Kabbalah to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Then it says Levorcha b'shmai, that goes on Duchenin. So the Hekeshia, Ma Mishoris, the Amida, just like when the Kohanim do the Avoida is only kosher b'Amida, and it's possible b'Yeshiva, and Yeshiva b'Beis Hamikdash is Af Mevorach. The same thing when they go to Duchen is b'Amida. That the Duchenin, the Birchas Kohanim has to daf could be said standing up and not sitting down. For the Gemara, if so, Mishoris gufa minolein. How do we know that Mishoris, when the Kohen has to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, how do we know it's only kosher standing up and it's possible if you're sitting down? The Pasuk says, Lamoid Mishoris. It says often the Pasuk, Lamoid, You have to stand up and then do shoris, then do the avodah. Tan Yiddich learned another brisa like this. The pasuk says, "Koyseh varchu v'nesias kapayim." They were carried the pasuk. "Koyseh varchu" means that the kanim shiduchin v'nesias kapayim. Atuwaimah v'nesias kapayim. Telling me it means v'nesias kapayim. Oy einoy elo shaloy v'nesias kapayim. Maybe it's not even v'nesias kapayim. Maybe they don't have to pick up the hands. Now you're telling me now this parsha of "Koyseh varchu" means when the kanim raise the hands, then they bless them. Maybe you don't have to raise your hands though. Maybe the Kohanim could like bench the Klal Yisrael, give the bracha, even without a Nesias Kapayim, without lifting up the hands. And this Gemara says no. Ne'ema kind of says over here, curse of Orchu. For Ne'ema Lahal, another person says in Vayikra, Vayisaren es yodo ve'elom vayivarchem. That Aaron lifted up his hands, and then he blessed them. So Ma'alahal, just like over there, it says clearly, for Nesias Kapayim, how did Aaron bless Klal Yisrael, give the bracha with Vayisar and Asiyad Yadav, he raised his hands, and the Nesias Kapayim, is Afkan here also, the Nesias Kapayim. So when the Pasuk says, Koyseh Varchu, when the Kohanim have this mitzvah to bless Klal Yisrael, it's also the Nesias Kapayim, so you have to raise the hands. Mar says, Kashaleh the Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason had this for Kasha, on his last Gzeirah Shavah, if it's a real Gzeirah Shavah. So he had a kasha like this. Kasha le the Rabbi Yonason. I ma lahalin. Koyin God, if you're learning out from the Yisar and Es Yodov, that's where you know the Nesias Kapayim means you have to raise your hands. So maybe over there it's only with the Koyin Godel. I ma lahalin. Koyin Godel. And who I did for Rosh Chodesh? It was on Rosh Chodesh then. The Avodah Tzibur is being in the Korban Tzibur. Is Afkan maybe here also? Is Dafka maybe a Kohen Gadol for Rosh Chodesh, the Avodah Tzibur, and also with the Avodah Tzibur? Like if you make such a Gzeirah Shavah, that's how you know that the brachas have to be b'nesias kapayim. So yes, the Frakash, I can learn out from there. There in the Apostle of Ayikra and Tess is a special Indian, Rashi says. Ahach Gzeirah Shavah, Gzeirah Shavah, Yalos Leik, Lerifach, Malal Mluyim. You're learning out from the parsha of the Meluyim, Shekein Korban Tzibur. There was a Korban Tzibur, Kedosil, V'yer, Lassa Sachatis, V'yerlu, V'shlamim, the Kulin Shal Tzibur. And also as Rosh Chodesh, Shekeila now to regular in the Nesias Kapayim. That's Rabbi Yenison's Kasha. Rabbi Nosson, Naim Rabbi Nosson says like this, Ein Oit Tzarech, I don't need this. I don't need this, since he had this Pirch on the Gzeirah Shavah, therefore learns it out differently. That I know Nesias Kapayim is only with raising your hands. So Rav Nosson says, Ein Tzarech. Harei Yoyim, the Pasuk says, Hu Uvonav Kol HaYomim. It's Aaron and his children all the days. So we dashen like this. Makish Bonav Lo, his children to him. Mahu B'Nesias Kapayim. Just like the Kohen Gadol Aaron, who it says, Vayis Aaron as Yodav, he raised his hands and gave a bracha, is Af Bonav B'Nesias Kapayim. The same thing as children, the rest of the Kahanim also, when they duchim, when they give a bracha, it has to be with Nesias Kapayim, they have to raise their hands. Uchsiv, it says, Kol HaYomim, says all the days. So, Meli can't say, Dafke Rosh Chodesh and Avodah Tzibur. It says, Kol HaYomim. And the Yishkes bracha l'shiris. And there's also a hekish of bracha t'shiris. Shrashi Kolema. V'yafagav the Baha'i Kuro Allah bracha t'sivu. El Shiras, this pasuk here is talking about Shiras, doing the Avodah. It says, Lamed L'Sharas B'Shem Hashem, Hu Ubon of Kol HaYomim. So the pasuk here is talking about that the Bnei Aaron, the Kanim, do the Avodah all the days. So Nisga Gemara says, there's a Hekesh. Ishkesh Brocha V'Shiras B'Kurach Rino. There's a Hekesh in another pasuk, the Indian of the Brocha Birchas Kanim, to the Indian of the Shiras doing the Avodah. K'der Min L'Yel L'Shas L'Varach B'Shmai. V'Tan Yidach run another price like this. Pasuk says, Koyseh Varchu as Bnei Yisrael. This is the way you're supposed to bless Klal Yisrael, the Kanim after Duchin, B'Shem HaMeforish. You're supposed to use the Shem HaMeforish. Pasuk means, Ki Ksova, the way it's written, you have to pronounce it the way it's written. Ah, To'ayim, you're telling me now, B'Shem HaMeforish, when a Koyin Duchin, Ziyas the Mamish, use Hashem's name, O'yeinu Ela B'Kinui, maybe it's only the way we say Adoy, with the Aleph Dalet, maybe that's enough. Ta'amalayim, the Pasuk says, V'Somu Eshemi, you put my name. So Shmi means Hamiyuchadli, special name, that according to the way it's really written, that's the way you're supposed to say it when they duchin. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yaf Begbulin Kain, maybe it means any Kain that duchens even outside the Beis Hamikdash. Also, he has to use maybe the Sheva Meforish. On this we say no. Nema Kana says over here, Vesomu es Shemi, Venema Lahalin, Losum es Shemoy Shom. Says here, Dafkin the Beis Hamikdash. Ma Lahalin Beis Abchira. There the word Shemoy goes on the Beis Abchira in the Beis Hamikdash. His Afkan, Vesomu es Shemi. That will we have to say the special Shema Meforish is Afkan of Beis Abchira. Only in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Kanim use the Duchen in the Beis Hamikdash, that's when you used to say the special Shema Meforish to the name the way it's written. Rabbi Yashir, Rabbi Reina Sarach, I don't need this. Hare Yuwaim, the Pasuk says, B'chol Hamokam Asheraskira Shemi, Ovi Alecha. Any place where you mention my name, I will come to you. For the Gemara, B'chol Mokam Sakad Adil, you mean like any place you have a right to mention the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMafarish? El Mikra Zeh Mesurah, so this Mikra is out of place, I turned around. It's the opposite way. We should read it like this. B'chol Mokam Asher Ovi Alecha B'rachticha, Shom Askira Shemi. Any place that I will come and give a bracha there, which means either in the Shiloh or in the Beis Hamikdash, that's where you should mention my name. The Mor says, "V'heichen ovi alecha brachicha." Where does the Kosh Baruch Hu come to give his bracha? The Beis Hamchira in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, the pshat is Shom Askir Hashemi. The Beis Hamchira there in the Beis Hamikdash, there with the Kanim Duchin, there they say the Shem Hamafurish to speak out and pronounce the Hashem's name the real way. Mashaken outside the Beis Hamikdash, you only pronounce Hashem's name with the Yadoi the way we do. Tan Yidik learned another brace like this. Pasuk says, Kaisav Orch was B'nai Yisrael. Ein li yela B'nai Yisrael. We only know about the meaning of giving brachas to B'nai Yisrael. Gerim, how do we know? Ger, Noshim, V'yavodim, Shechrorim, Minayin. They could also receive a bracha from the Kanim. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Emolahem, Lekulu. That when the Kanim Duchin give a bracha, goes on the whole Klai Yisrael. Even to the Gerim, to the Noshim, V'yavodim also. Tan Yidich, another bracha went like this. The Pasuk says, Kaisav Orchu. Ponim kineged ponim. Face towards face, like we do. We face the Kohanim, face us, when they give us the bracha. Atoim, you're telling me it means to say ponim kineged ponim, face towards face. Or yenuel ponim kineged oruf, maybe the face towards the back. Talmudim, it says like this, emolahem, talk to them. Ki odam oim alachaber, somebody talks to his friend. When you talk to your friend, you talk face to face. That's the same way the Kohanim have to bless, Duchim have to give the bracha to the klal. Tan Yidach learned another verse like this. The Pasuk says, Kaisav Orchu, Vidashin Bekel Rum. The Kohanim have to use a loud voice. Oyeinu maybe not El Balachash even quietly. Tam Lehman, this the Pasuk says, Emelahem, speak to them. Ki Odom Shem Lechaveroi, like a friend says to his chaver. So you have to say it Bekel Rum. Omra Abaye Abaye says like this, Naktinim we hold, Lishnayim Kura Kohanim. If you have two Kohanim Duchening, we first call Kohanim. V'liyechod ein akar v'koyin. But there's only one Kohen Duchen, then we don't have to first say Kohen. Alright, turn over. Yes, there's only one Kohen, you don't have to first call out to say Kohen. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Emolahem. Speak to them means Lishnayim only if you have two Kohanim. If there are two Kohanim Duchenin, then the Shliach Tzibah first says Kohanim. V'yomer Rav Chizda, Naktinim we hold Koyin Koyra Kohanim. A Koyin should call out Kohanim. Rashi says, Shliach Tziba Koyinu, Hu Kareya, O Mazir Es Chavera V'oimdim Lefonav, Lahachse Pneim Levorach Es Yisrael. V'im Yisrael Uweina Koyra Kohanim. He holds if the Shliach Tziba is only Yisrael, then he does not have to call out Kohanim. Only if the Shliach Tziba is a Koyin, he calls out to the other Kohanim, Kohanim. That's what Chizda says. Yom Rav Chizda Naktinen Koyin Koyra Koyanim. V'yein Yisrael Koyra Koyanim. Shenem the Pasuk says, Emolahem.